Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Confusion about yawning has led to many scientific theories. Andrew Gallup, assistant professor of psychology at SUNY Oneonta, examines the relationship between yawning and brain temperature.
Conventional wisdom holds that we yawn because we're tired or bored. But did you know that elite athletes often yawn immediately before competition? And public speakers yawn prior to giving a presentation? It's unlikely that they're sleepy or disinterested. So what's really going on here? Although it is commonly believed that we yawn to increase oxygen levels, studies conducted over 25 years ago demonstrated that separate mechanisms control yawning and breathing. Instead, more recent research supports the theory that we yawn to cool our brains. Here's how it works. When you yawn, your gaping jaw increases circulation to your skull, pumping warm blood out of your brain. At the same time, inhaling deeply brings a wave of air into your nasal and oral cavities, cooling cranial arteries through convection, in much the same way that a radiator cools a car engine. As for drowsiness, while it is true that evening is prime time for yawning, this is also when the brain temperature peaks. Being warm is what causes us to feel drowsy in the first place. It also makes us yawn. But how much cooling can a yawn provide? Well, a single yawn can reduce brain temperature by 0.2 degrees Fahrenheit, and excessive yawning can reduce temperature inside the skull by more than 0.7 degrees. Research surrounding this theory on yawning could yield deeper insight into diseases like epilepsy and multiple sclerosis, which are associated with thermoregulatory dysfunction. This, in turn, might improve diagnosis and treatment of patients. So don't take it personally if people yawn in your presence. It's not necessarily because you're tiresome or boring. On the contrary, they're just trying to lower their brain's temperature. And that's a good thing, because as the old saying goes, cool heads prevail.
That was Andrew Gallup of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.